ジャパニーズポット101や。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com. Newbie Series Season 4, Lori's Story, Lesson 45. Allow me to recommend... Hi, my name is Eric, and I'm joined here by Naomi-sensei.
Konnichiwa, minasan.
Hello, everyone. I'm Naomi.
With us, you'll learn to speak Japanese with fun and effective lessons.
よろしくお願いします。
Okay, so this time we're back at the restaurant, and we're going to learn more useful phrases.
そうですね。レストランの会話です。
And this conversation takes place at?
カフェ。
At a cafe. And who's speaking?
Lori-san and 店員さん.
Lori and a waiter. They're speaking in?
Formal Japanese.
Now, before we listen to the conversation,
we want to ask,
do you read the lesson notes while you listen?
We received an email about this study tip.
So we were just wondering if you've tried it. And if so,
what do you think of it?
Just leave us some feedback in the comments section of this lesson. Okay, let's listen.
カフェイノベーティブへようこそ。
エビアボカド。
かしこまりました。パンは？
セサミ。
かしこまりました。嫌いな野菜、ありますか？
ああ、オニオン抜き。
ドレッシングは？
おすすめは何ですか？
わさび醤油です。
じゃあ、それ、お願いします。
かしこまりました。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
カフェイノベーティブへようこそ。
エビアボカド。
かしこまりました。パンは？
セサミ。
かしこまりました。嫌いな野菜、ありますか？
ああ、オニオン抜き。
ドレッシングは？
おすすめは何ですか？
わさび醤油です。
じゃあ、それ、お願いします。
かしこまりました。
今度は英語が入ります。
カフェイノベーティブへようこそ。
Welcome to Cafe Innovative.
エビアボカド。
I'll have the shrimp avocado.
かしこまりました。パンは？
Okay, what kind of bread would you like with that?
セサミ。
Sesame.
かしこまりました。
Alright.
嫌いな野菜、ありますか？
Are there any vegetables you don't like?
ああ。オニオン抜き。
Yeah, hold the onions, please.
ドレッシングは？
What kind of dressing would you like?
おすすめは何ですか？
Well, what do you recommend?
わさび醤油です。
Soy sauce wasabi.
じゃあ、それ、お願いします。
Okay, I'll have that.
かしこまりました。
Alright.
Wait. I know these episodes are short, but I can see disaster looming. Alright? Didn't Shizuka and Ryu say that they were going to Cafe Innovative?
そう。そうですよね。In the previous lesson, Shizuka said, あのお店に入りましょう。あそこの Cafe Innovative。
Let's go to that place. Cafe Innovative.So, do you think they're gonna bump into each other?
I don't know. わかりませんね。By the way, do you customize the sandwich?
Yeah, at Subway I do. You know, but besides that, I don't think I make too many sandwich decisions in Japan. You know, really, mostly for two reasons. Number one...
なんでしょう?
Sandwiches aren't really that popular in Japan. Right? I mean, rarely do I ever find sandwich on the menu
そうね。
of a regular restaurant here.
Right.
And number two...
何二番目は?
It's like nearly taboo to customize food in Japan.
It's not a taboo.
Okay, okay. But I'm exaggerating. Yeah, it's not a taboo, but it's not common. There's no, you know, culture for changing your food.
So, ne, it's not very common.
So for those reasons, you know, you rarely see me changing anything. Even at McDonald's or like Wendy's, you'd attract suspicion by changing your order. No pickles, please.
できる?
No, yeah, I mean, I do it. I do it, but I always get a little look. People be like, huh, how dare you?
そんなことないよ.
Yeah, I'm exaggerating. Don't take it literally, everybody. You can do it. And not only that, we're going to learn how to do it in this episode.
はい.
But I'm just saying that it's not common.
そうです.
On to the vocabulary.
次は単語です.
The first word is?
ようこそ.
Welcome.
ようこそ. ようこそ.
Next.
おすすめ.
Recommendation.
おすすめ. おすすめ.
Next.
オニオン.
Onion.
オニオン. オニオン.
Next.
抜き.
Without.
抜き. 抜き.
The last word is?
Wasabi.
Wasabi. Japanese horseradish.
Wasabi. Wasabi.
So let's take a look at some of these words, starting with?
ようこそ.
Welcome. In the dialogue, the tenyin, the waiter, said,
Cafe Innovative へ ようこそ.
Welcome to Cafe Innovative.
Cafe Innovative へ.
To Cafe Innovative.
ようこそ.
Welcome. So, welcome to Cafe Innovative. And Nami-sensei, in an earlier episode, we learned another word used to welcome people walking into stores.
そうですね. いらっしゃいませ.
Is ようこそ often used as store greetings?
I would say as a store greetings, いらっしゃいませ is more common.
And ようこそ can be used to welcome anybody to anything.
はい,
right? Not just stores. You know, welcome to my house, welcome to Disneyland.
Right.
So how do you say welcome to Tokyo?
東京へようこそ.
Welcome to Japan.
日本へようこそ.
So how about this? Welcome to JapanesePod101.com.
JapanesePod101.comへようこそ.
The next word is?
おすすめ.
おすすめ translates to recommendation and can be used to ask someone's recommendation for something. So for example,
おすすめは何ですか?
Literally, what's your recommendation? Or what do you recommend?
Or you can say, おすすめはありますか?
Literally, do you have a recommendation?
次は文法です.
Let's look at the grammar. Alright, so let's continue learning useful phrases for restaurant going. In particular, let's focus on phrases that can be used to really customize your order. In the dialogue, we had
オニオン抜き.
Hold the onions, please.
オニオン.
Onion.
抜き.
Without. Without onions or no onions. So just say 抜き after whatever it is you don't want. So how do you say no pickles?
ピクルス抜き. Or add the particle で and ピクルス抜きで.
The particle で indicates the condition. So to make this phrase more polite, you can add でください or でお願いします.
ピクルス抜きでお願いします. ピクルス抜きでください.
What's a common phrase you hear in sushi restaurants?
わさび抜き.
Hold the wasabi. Okay, so time to practice. You go to a sushi place, you know, the fancy high-tech ones with the spinning counter, and then you sit at the counter seat, and that chef asks you, what would you like to order?
ご注文は?
So, you ask for a recommendation.
おすすめは?
The chef recommends maguro, tuna. So you decide to get that, but you don't like Japanese horseradish very much. So, you say,
マグロ、わさび抜き、お願いします.
Tuna. No wasabi, please.
Of course, you could say, わさび抜きでお願いします.
You know, Nami-sensei, this reminds me of my first couple months in Japan. I went to McDonald's, right? Mm. And I tried to get my burger with only lettuce and tomato. And, you know, not knowing what we just learned in this lesson, it turned into this huge ordeal, all right? This major disaster ended up frustrating the clerk and apparently getting a burger with only pickles or something in it. So yeah, in this lesson, I'm sure you averted many a disaster.
Ready to test what you've just learned?
Oh no, you're going to give us a pop quiz, Nami-sensei?
No, it's just flashcards.
Ah, you mean the flashcards in the learning center?
So this, there's a reason everyone uses flashcards.
I mean, it's simple, right? They work.
Hi, they really do help memorization.
And you can get the flashcards for this lesson at
JapanesePod101.com.
All right, and with that, we're out.
カフェイノベーティブへようこそ。
エビアボカド。
かしこまりました。パンは？
セサミ。
かしこまりました。嫌いな野菜ありますか？
ああ、オニオン抜き。
ドレッシングは？
おすすめは何ですか？
わさび醤油です。
じゃあ、それ、お願いします。
かしこまりました。